For some high school football. Tonight is the night the high school football kicks off. We got the kickoff classic going on. Tate versus Washington at 7 o'clock tonight. And gates open at 5:30. We'll actually carry this game on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola, 1330 AM, 99.1 FM. They have the Dr. Pepper Games of the Week on ESPN Pensacola, and this is the first one that they'll be airing.
Nice.
So we'll have Joe Ford over here in News Radio. He's going to be the play-by-play.
He is?
Yeah. Yeah, he's doing the play-by-play for it.
And that's then exciting.
Kate Thomas over on ESPN Pensacola will be doing
she's
the color.
So
and then
Have you met Kate?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. She's
really
the greatest.
I really enjoy her. She's and a then, really
And I love Joe,
person.
Too. I just didn't know that he was doing that.
Yeah,
that's
so
cool.
He'll be doing the play-by-play. Kate will be doing the color. And then Jeremy will be the in-studio producer. And
Jeremy.
So it's going to be a whole big broadcast thing. So they've got a whole schedule they'll be doing. but tonight, the Tate versus Washington. And then tomorrow will be Northview versus Baker. For that kickoff classic, that one actually begins at 6 p.m. tomorrow. And Northview, of course, a dominant school the past few years in Florida high school football. So it'll be good to see high school football getting kicked off again. And then speaking of high school, we're not even I don't even think we've been a full week yet in the in school. And Baldwin County had a fight breakout.
Mm-hmm.
At
Pretty
Baldwin
intense.
County High School.
Sent one kid, life flighted to the
hospital.
Yeah. And another one is in custody, which is just ridiculous.
Yeah.
A letter Big went one. Out yesterday Oof. To parents, you know, advising them to discuss the dangers of fights, bullying, whatever, violence in schools. And it's just ridiculous. It's not even been a week.
Not even been a week
yet. This
is
what's happening. And honestly, you know, my kids are no longer attending school. They're homeschooled now. And most of the things I'm already hearing in just a week from even their friends who are still in school, I'm just relieved. I'm not dealing with that anymore.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy that this is already going on. So
I never
they're
heard
encouraging
of that stuff when
parents.
I was a kid either, by the way. So
wait, you never heard of...
Like, there wasn't major fights that broke out. It was like a couple of kids fist fight under the bleachers. That's it. We didn't have, like, where people were life flighted.
No, my high school, we were on national, we were on CNN because of a big, massive school fight that broke out in the entire school.
Was it you that started it?
No, I was, I actually skipped school that day.
Oh, my goodness. That's funny.
So,
the honesty. Very good.
Yeah. All right. You know, my mom was actually just sharing the story with a relative recently about how frustrated they were as parents raising me. And one example was that I was basically a C student until junior year. And then junior year, I was like, hey, so I want to play football and I want to go to, you know, a really good school. And a lot of the schools I was looking at the time, like UCLA and Michigan and things, I was like, these are schools you have to be smart to be at. And I will drop out first semester if I don't like actually learn something in high school. So I decided I wanted to step up my education level so I could actually remain in college to play football. And so I went to the school counselor and I was like, hey, I would like to start taking AP classes. And she said, yeah, no, we're not doing that. I said, why not? She said, you're a C student. You will flunk out if we put you in AP classes. We're not doing that. And I said, yeah, but I can do AP classes. I just don't have time. And she said, no, we're not doing it. So I switched to a private school. My parents put me in a private school for the rest of my junior year and all of senior year. And I was straight A student the rest of the time. And my parents said that was so frustrating that you had the ability to be a straight A student for all those years.
Right. And then,
I was like, yeah, I just didn't care. So
We were talking about school. We just got off the phone with our friends from Gulf Breeze News. They were talking about the Saturn app.
Yeah, I misunderstood. And I was like, oh, that's cool. And she's
it has been marketed as a cool opportunity for calendars and staying organized for high school students and yada, yada, yada. But it's being warned by cyber officials and obviously, like police departments and security systems all over, especially in Florida, that is not a good app for students to use for possible cybersecurity purposes.
Yeah, there's been some leaks and stuff like this, and they're afraid that they're... So there's been concerns the school districts have brought up about the app. It hasn't been a positive thing just
but
yet. I mean, it has positive ability, but...
And look it up, there's only a few articles that talk about the negatives. A lot of it is this will keep your student organized. So that's why there's mixed messaging there. And so we would just want people to, you know, do your own research. And if your district says, hey, we've had issues, maybe just avoid that for that district. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So for Santa Rosa County, avoid it for sure.
And you can read more about it in Gulf Breeze
News.
But they do know why you're using it. Thank you so much.
Got a texture here real quick. We got in plenty of fights growing up, but we knew when to stop hitting somebody. Seems the kids today don't know when to stop.
Well, they record each other nowadays too.
That was the thing I found out. I was appalled when I found out that, like, there would be this big fight and all these kids would just record it. And sometimes it would be somebody being bullied.
It would be a bully. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's horrendous. I have a friend out of Ocean Grove, New Jersey, and he and Tom's River, actually.
My relatives, and he goes out of his way
to track down the victims in those types of videos where they're being bullied and beaten up on camera, right? And video. I almost said on videotape, but aged myself. So he goes and he helps get those individuals training at self-defense classes.
Oh, interesting.
And give them like a boost in confidence because it happens more often than not. So
unfortunately.
We all got into fights. I'm not going to lie. I did too. But we didn't have recording it. We didn't ever like bring in other people. Yeah. We didn't do shiesty stuff. It was just like, it's
definitely a different world these kids are growing up in high school nowadays. Mm-hmm. That's for sure. Lighten up the story a little bit here. In Australia, there was a blackout that occurred because somebody...
Lighten it up. That was good.
Yeah.
Wait, did you mean that?
Sure. Yes. Lighten up the blackout.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. there's a blackout that occurred in Australia because somebody stapled a poster to a power pole. And apparently it created some sort of short in the transformer. They said it obviously doesn't happen a lot. We see people posting up, you know, lost cats, lost dogs, stuff like that all the time on power poles. But apparently, I don't know if the power poles in Australia are built different than ours, but it shorted it out, like blew up the stapler, caught the poster on fire. Like, oh my goodness. And then another blackout story happened in New Jersey, in Sayreville, New Jersey. An osprey bird had got some fish out of the ocean, was flying back to its nest, and dropped this bird on a transformer, and it knocked out the entire power of the whole city. So, and what's funny about that one?
Oh my gosh, Jenna, it's hysterical. They actually have like a police sketch, like a suspect sketch of the bird, and then a like police do not cross line, the tape, the do not cross tape across like the piece, the little fish that's like half fried and like the guts are coming out. Yeah, oh my gosh. It is, it's definitely a funny little twist on an unfortunate situation. I thought they got some of the power back on though.
Yeah, the power's back on now.
Yeah, they're good.
Just took a little bit though.
Yeah, Sayreville is right next to the bay. It's right next to the bay. So like Perth Amboy in that area. Like in New
close
Jersey.
To Maryland?
Negative. It's central New Jersey.
Oh, okay, right. Yeah. But central New Jersey?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. So
like in the crevasse.
I don't know what a crevasse is. All right. It's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, Bobby Rossi, Jenna Barr, Candy, and David. And we're going to get an update from David coming up next.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out this morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information this morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. From our spectacular beaches to the miles of rivers and unspoiled forests, the Gulf Coast offers some of the best family adventure around. And the Subaru Crosstrek and Subaru Forester are the perfect family vehicles to explore every dune and unpaved trail in Northwest Florida. Both come standard with sure-footed symmetrical all-wheel drive to take you deep into the wild places you love. The Crosstrek is powered by 182 horsepower Subaru boxer engine that adds plenty of go to any adventure. And the Forester boasts 9.2 inches of ground clearance to get you through every wilderness challenge. There's more than enough room for your gear and plenty of options to make the Crosstrek or Forester fit your lifestyle. In a Subaru, the destination is the journey. So grab the kids and the dog and follow your own path to adventure. Love is out there at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Carr City, Pensacola. Online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you. Sometimes I struggle to get to sleep. My body stopped for the day, but my mind is still...
All of our different programs and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio Pensacola. A great blend of information from local government authorities, local news, businesses, and provocative discussions with great hosts.
Take a look at our area traffic. Not showing any delays, but showing a few accidents this morning. One is on 9 Mile Road, it looks like, right near Pine Forest, but not showing a delay, so it should be pretty easy to get around. Pine Forest and Longleaf Drive showing an accident. It says that roadway is clear. Certainly watch for emergency vehicles at all of these places. Gulf Beach Highway and Spalding Avenue showing an accident with a clear roadway, and same with Dog Track, Canton, and Carrier Drive. That intersection, it looks like it's not blocked or anything. That is clear. All moved off to the side. If you have traffic tips, you can always text them in at 437-1620, News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. We'll check in with David Wayne in our newsroom. Morning, David.
Good morning. Hawaii is not pursuing a criminal investigation into these wildfires on Maui that have claimed 111 lives. Now, Hawaii Attorney General Ann Lopez is conducting a comprehensive review, but Governor Josh Green says it's not a criminal or civil investigation. He says it's about learning how Hawaii can keep their residents safer as they move forward. A Texas deputy's in critical but stable condition after being shot during a traffic stop last night. This happened near Houston. Apparently, the suspects fled the scene. The officer was taken to the hospital by helicopter. And kids have gone back to school now, but going back can be tough for kids that are worried about their weight.
What a lot of children can focus on, especially the adolescent population, is how they look.
That's pediatrician Dr. Mandy Svatek, and she says parents need to listen to their kids and take these concerns seriously. There was a new study done at Boston Children's Hospital found that preteens that were obese had more trouble solving problems and thinking logically. Last year, doctors at the Baylor College of Medicine even called for obesity to be reclassified as a brain development disorder.
Brain development disorder. Oh.
Why brain?
I think it's a parent development disorder
for
in
children,
most cases.
So for children, it's a brain development disorder?
What they're
disorder?
Saying is it affects how their brain operates.
Oh, yeah, I see that. Because of their concerns.
But that's a byproduct of obesity.
Right, right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, but you also have to think it's a lot of conflicting messages. We live in a day and age where people look at people like Lizzo and they go, oh, she is beautiful as herself. But, you know, being... a larger person can cause health issues.
Lots of health issues.
Oh, absolutely.
Tons of health. And so I'm like, you know, we
you
have created this body image positivity around be who you are. And we have, you know, obese models, and I'm not ever shaming anybody. That's not okay. But there's obviously a lot of underlying issues when it comes to that. And it does affect children.
Yeah. There's this balance. We lose it in a lot of areas, but this is definitely one area where we lose it, where
we
it's
have
like
lost
we
it.
Can do a message of love yourself.
Of course.
And love others.
Yes.
But there is such a thing as healthiness and like and obesity. I mean, back in the 1980s, the Surgeon General came out and said 90% of our health problems in the United States would be solved if we would handle our food and our weight better. And that was in the mid-80s, and it's only gotten worse since then. And
well,
so it's like
slapping the cheeseburgers out of my hand. No.
I cannot. No.
Yes. But that's the point. Like, we can love ourselves. We can love others.
We should love ourselves. Part of loving ourselves is caring for ourselves, too. And that's okay to have cheeseburgers and then also not always have it. But also teach children at a young age, because it's going to become a lifestyle. And it's hard on them.
I do cheeseburgers, though, too.
Yeah,
I do like, I'm really hungry right now, so I don't want to talk
about it. Pizza sounds good right now, too.
We should just talk
so
about
fried chicken.
Maybe we'll talk about pizza on our frivolous topic coming up. After this break here at News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. A Texas woman is charged with threatening to kill the federal judge in Washington, D.C., overseeing former President Trump's election conspiracy case, Tanya Chutkan.
Prosecutors say she also threatened to kill Texas Democratic Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee, who's running for mayor of Houston. Trump has publicly called Chutkan highly partisan and very biased and unfair. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
New Fox poll in the Republican presidential race.
Fox finding that former President Trump continues to dominate in the potential presidential field among Republicans with 53% support. In second place, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis now at 16%. And in third place, businessman Vivek Ramaswamy now at 11% support.
Fox's Mark Meredith Ramaswamy doubling his support since the last poll a month ago. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31. News Radio 92.3. It's an absolutely beautiful morning out there. Clear skies right now, 76 degrees in Pensacola. Escambia County is settling a lawsuit with the family of a murder suspect that killed himself in the county jail December of last year. Lucas Snelson had been arrested after allegedly killing his grandmother at a home on Candy Lane in Cantonment. A few days after he was arrested, Snelson was found hanging in his cell at the Escambia County Jail. Snelson's family filed a lawsuit alleging he wasn't provided proper mental health care or protected from harming himself. The county's agreed to settle that lawsuit for $300,000, which will be paid by insurance. The county will be responsible for an $86,000 deductible. A high school student in Baldwin County airlifted after a fight at the Baldwin County High School yesterday. Another student was arrested in the case by police in Bay Minette. Right now, no word on the severity of the injuries that the student suffered. The National Hurricane Center says a low-pressure system in the Gulf of Mexico will likely bring some rain to the western coastline next week. Escambia County Public Safety Director Eric Gilmore says while there may not be any local impact, it is a good reminder to stay weather aware as the peak of hurricane season approaches.
The one in the Gulf of Mexico is around a little less than 20% development in the next 7 days. But the waters are so warm, warm. That it could do rapid intensification, you know, real quick. So everybody they need to start being vigilant.
Meanwhile, there's two disturbances in the central and eastern Atlantic, which have been given about a 40 or 50% chance of developing into a tropical depression. Escambia County still considering purchase offers for the OLF 8 property near Navy Fed. And one county commissioner says it might be time to push forward in the job creation aspect of this project.
Especially knowing now that we're not going to ever sell it because we don't want more apartments. Why wouldn't we move forward with the jobs on the 250 acres? A full-blown application to Triumph. Roads, stormwater, infrastructure, Frank Reeder, the entrance road, all of the above.
County Commissioner Jeff Burgosh says all three companies have made offers proposing things that would deviate from the approved master plan for the OLF 8 property. He says if they're going to settle for 100% compliance, they should go ahead and get moving on bringing jobs into the area. The county leader's also pledging $15,000 to the Reap Lodge's transitional shelter. Tuesday, we learned that if there was no funding secured, the shelter would have to close by September 1st.
You know, even my children came and said, Dad, I only got enough money for 2 weeks. I would say, what were you thinking 2 months ago? Right. I mean, but I wouldn't leave them out to dry, but we'd have to have a plan.
Commissioner Lumen May and the rest of the board experienced frustration at the timing of the request, as well as the fact that Executive Director Vinnie Wibbs wasn't at yesterday's meeting to answer questions. Instead, Director of Operations Richard Lynch had several residents were on hand. The $15,000 will go towards rent and utilities for the next 2 months. Additional meetings with Reentry Alliance Pensacola will be happening in the future. It's 8:34. News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives.
All right. Taking a look at traffic in Pensacola, and this is brought to you by Dell Technologies. Dell Technologies Back to School event starts now with savings on select PCs. That's powered by the latest Intel Core processors. Save today at Dell.com/deals. And not showing any accidents that have roadblocks, but you do want to watch for emergency crews, of course, on scene. 9 Mile, it looks like, near Pine Forest and Longleaf. Also Gulf Beach Highway and Spalding Avenue and Dog Track Road near Tanton Road. All showing accidents, but not showing delays this morning. Certainly caution wherever you are, you know that. 437-1620. If you have those traffic tips, you can text those in if you would. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thank you very much, Candy. Now our Channel 3 forecast.
Another beautiful day today with temperatures warming up near 92 degrees, mostly sunny skies. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 79. For Friday, humidity returns with a high near 95. Temperatures feeling much warmer than that in the afternoon. Overnight Friday, temperatures dropping near 80. Sunny skies continues through the weekend with humidity returning as well. Temperatures in the mid to upper 90s, feeling more like the triple digit. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
It's 80 in Pensacola, 80 in Gulf Breeze, and 78 in Milton with mostly clear skies.
The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy for the past few years.
How do you know when to buy or sell?
You'll need an expert to help you. Tune into the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 9 a.m. right after Pensacola Morning News to hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Leavenworth Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's today at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Your money now. The market's up slightly this morning. The Dow up 97.82 at 34.863.56. The S&P 500 up 12.27 at 44.16.60. And the NASDAQ up 21.30 at 13.495.93. Our 10-year bond rate up slightly at 4.28%. Gold price is up 430 at 1,932.60. Silver price is also up today at 23.03. And crypto investors, you're down. Bitcoin down 675.61 at 28,426.15. The Federal Reserve warning that the pace of inflation may mean more interest rate hikes. In a recent meeting, Fed officials were somewhat optimistic that the last quarter percentage point rate hike would be the last of the cycle, and officials would wait to see how the hikes were impacting inflation. But new data showing the economy is expected to slow and unemployment rise. Well, there's a big change coming for Winn-Dixie grocery stores, the chain being sold to Aldi, who've been expanding massively in the Southeast the last few years. Aldi recently expanded here into our area, opening stores in Pensacola, Pace, Navarre, Mobile, as well as building a new distribution center in Loxley. Aldi has said that some Winn-Dixie stores may be converted into Aldi locations as part of the deal, which is expected to close next year. Target seeing a big drop in sales after backlash over its Pride Month merchandise.
They fell over 5% in the second quarter, with customers buying less in discretionary categories and instead more in the food, beauty, and essentials categories. A press release from the company says the retail giant will cut its profit outlook for the rest of the year. CEO Brian Cornell added that Target will continue to focus on the guest experience while taking a cautious approach to planning as it preps for the fall season. I'm Brian Shook.
And it is 8:39, our next news at 9 o'clock, and breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
Are you looking for the best news in talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
It's an ancient Chinese art. And
8:40 a.m. Good morning and welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Jenna Barr alongside Bobby Rossi and, of course, our beautiful friend Candy Cullerton. And David Wayne is in the newsroom as well. It is almost time for our frivolous topic this morning. 79 degrees in Pensacola, which actually seems cooler than the past like week we've had. It's 80 degrees in Gulf Breeze now. Probably going to get to about 87 in Gulf Breeze and 92 in Pensacola.
That's it today?
That's it.
Oh,
I know.
That's great.
I really don't like saying that, but that's pretty much it. And that's really good news. So today is the day, the morning, the evening to cut your grass. And no chance of rain for almost a week now. Like, it's coming, it'll be about a week before we get rain again. And it does look like that the movement we saw out in the Gulf, it has been increased. It was at 20% chance of making landfall or impact or having an impact. It's now at 30, but it looks like it's moved to the west and could possibly hit towards, leaning towards Texas. So 841-850-437-1620. Thanks for letting me hang out with you this morning. It's been fun. I don't know if we've had more fun on air or off air, but it's been a lot of fun. So, of course, Andrew, I will say it's crazy to see the text messages blow up between the time 840 and 847 when you're sitting here and working with Andrew, but everybody loves our frivolous topic. So, of course, I want to know, like, I'm not really a TV person per se. Bobby, you are. Candy, you
know
are.
I am. Yeah, I was like, I got like, you covered, whatever TV. You're going to say.
I'm a streaming person.
Okay, that's the same thing. You turn on a TV. Okay, and then David, I know he does.
Jenna Barr, everybody.
He likes to dabble. So I want to know, 850-437-1620, just think about it. What is your one, like, guilty pleasure TV show? Maybe the one you don't even want people to know about. Of course, you don't have to put your name to the text. I mean, the one guilty pleasure TV show that you love, you could watch over and over again, or it's just entertaining, but other people hate it, right? People, you're like, your wife doesn't like it, your spouse, your girlfriend, your boyfriend, your partner doesn't like it, but you love it. Like, your guilty pleasure TV show.
I can start.
You want to start?
Well, before we get to that real quick, so go ahead and text it in, 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Let me hit a news story real quick while you're coming up with your guilty pleasure TV show. Estimates show that Florida has basically the best international tourism numbers that we've had since 2019. So pre-pandemic. So we're finally getting better numbers than what we had pre-pandemic for international tourism. And Florida is also leading in the recovery of international visitors post-pandemic, with 80% coming back. California and New York both at 68 and 75%. Recovery compared to us.
Wow, that's really good. Yeah. Those are good odds for us.
So we're dominating when it comes to international tourism. All right,
are
guilty
we surprised?
Pleasure. Not no. surprised, no. Florida's awesome.
Guilty pleasure. Now, these are the guilty pleasure shows, not the ones that you could just kind of watch on the side. Like, I'm rewatching Sopranos, the award winning Sopranos. Yeah. That's not my guilty pleasure, although I've been very.
What's your guilty pleasure TV show?
It's called Rock of Love. And it's a, okay,
TV Michaels. Show? I've
yeah,
heard of the
yeah.
movie.
Oh, with that guy.
Oh, it's just way worse. Okay, there's a band called Poison that came out in the 80s, right?
Oh, of course,
and
yes.
they were great, you know, whatever, they're a hair band. And Bret Michaels, the lead singer, and he went on a solo career, and at one point, I guess, was getting divorced or breaking up with his partner, so he does this Rock of Love. I mean, I'm embarrassed.
I have seen one episode. It
I love
is
every
awful.
Episode. I own all of them on, like,
oh,
every way that you
gosh.
Can. I know,
okay.
because
no.
I it's my, it calms me down. And these girls, God, they're dumb. And I mean, it just makes me feel so smart. And plus, they're trying to get into a relationship with a guy with like 10 other girls, and then he just keeps redoing it.
It's
There's
like
three
a
seasons.
Celebrity white trash version of The Bachelor.
Okay, that's the best way to describe it. And then they have their own spinoff shows. And there's another one called Daisy of Love. She was from season 2. She came in the runner-up, and she's like, I just want to eat a lot of ice cream. And then she has her own shows with like 10 dumb guys. It's awesome. And two of those dumb guys tour with oh my God, I'm trying to think. It was a country act. Save a Horse, Ride a Cowboy.
Oh.
That band.
Yes.
Like, one's their guitarist. His name is Sinister, or whatever his real name is. And then Chi-Chi from Daisy of Love is Big and Rich.
This is blowing my mind.
I know,
Big
dude. I'm embarrassed.
Rich,
I'm so embarrassed that
I've never
I
even
like
heard
the show.
Of this thing.
Oh, it's stupid.
He would hate it.
Yeah,
yeah,
you
this
would
sounds
hate it.
But if
like
you share streaming with me, you can
probably,
find all the episodes.
I'd probably
I got
break
on
my
Hulu.
TV if this...
Oh, it's embarrassing. It's so dumb. And they do all these little contests and stuff, but it is so...
Jenna?
It makes you feel
feel so much better about yourself.
That's what.
Okay.
That's,
okay. No, I want to. Okay, I do want to share mine, but some like people texted in MASH. I don't. I mean, if that's a guilty pleasure,
what a
you
great
know,
show. I could watch
Outlander.
That
but you said it could be a MASH, show that maybe your spouse doesn't you
anything,
know like.
Yeah.
And stuff, so you know.
Somebody said SpongeBob SquarePants.
Outlander.
That's hysterical. I'm not clicking on any of them. America's Test Kitchen. So I have to just tell you, my guilty pleasure is something that I know I cannot watch in the same room with other people because number one, like I will sit there and I'm so engulfed and just I'm invested in what's going on.
Uh-huh.
And so and it's embarrassing, but at the same time, it's not because I've learned a lot of life lessons, but I am a real housewife.
Oh,
no,
what?
You're not.
I am a real house, not
one?
A real housewife. I am a real housewife, but I'm not. My favorite one is New Jersey because they remind me of the girls that I grew
right,
up with.
Right, right.
We had a text that said Real Housewives.
Okay. Oh my gosh. Can we be
too.
Friends? Do you want to hang out?
I know.
I don't know who this person
Jan
is.
Jan Chick and I are going
to
be bestest friends too. 90
to
Die Fiancé is great.
Because I actually haven't watched it in several years either. So I've just recently turned on like an older but new season to me. And there's nothing like watching a bunch of women with enough money that they could just flush it down the toilet, beat the crap out of each other
they
on
fight?
National TV.
What?
Yes, they fight in their Louis Vuittons, and it's just impressive. You're like, why do you even fight? Like, you could literally pay somebody to fight for you, but they're fighting. It's amazing.
This is very, you guys are very.
What about you, Bobby?
Yeah, what about, yeah.
Well, now, I don't.
You do, everything you watch is on the up and up? Do you watch Masterpiece Theater?
No, I used to watch Masterpiece Theater.
I'm not
fantastic.
Surprised. I like Masterpiece
Louise,
Theater.
Of course you did.
No, mine would be two, actually. Archer and It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
You watch those shows?
Those are like two of my favorite shows.
And you won't
drink? Those are
two
of my
favorite
shows.
Or watch a horror movie? Those are great shows.
But they're like, I don't want my kids to know I watch this.
I get that.
Always Sunny in Philadelphia?
It's Always
Sunny
in Philadelphia.
Best show ever.
That one's so funny.
Cry in tears.
It is.
I'm
it's
laughing
funny.
So hard.
It's yeah. so bad and outlandish. It's
so outlandish.
Yeah.
It makes me just like, oh my gosh.
I dated
gosh.
A guy for a year because he looked like Charlie Day.
Oh my gosh.
He cheated on me, but that was okay. He looked like Charlie Day.
Oh my gosh.
What We Do in the Shadows is...
That's a great show. It's really? Vampires, but it's a mockumentary.
Oh,
there's
I
a
see.
Movie and the TV show is based on it. Matt Berry is... The greatest living American actor. He's great. It's a great show.
What are
show.
Some of the other recommendations that came in? People's guilty pleasures.
Okay.
TV shows.
Suits.
Suits is
oh,
great.
Oh, I love
that's
Suits. I don't think that's a guilty pleasure one.
It's lawyers.
It's a good one.
It is if you're binging it and
yeah.
lying to your husband you about cooking. Oh, my God. It's
gotcha.
So great. It's so great and cleaning. God, I love Suits. It is so good.
Oh, yeah.
What you
God.
Doing in there? Cooking.
Cooking? Can't you smell it? No, COVID. I'm just kidding. No, but Joe Ford just recently got turned on to Suits.
Oh, it's good. It's
yeah,
a good series.
Yeah, dude. I know. I feel like I should put Donna and Lewis Lynn on my insurance. I watch it so much.
Maybe it's a guilty pleasure because Meghan Markle's in it.
Meghan Markle's in it. And a lot of people are like, oh, she's great in it.
Yeah,
she's
she
great in it. It's before the royal
I mean,
stuff.
I
and
wish
she's
was,
fine.
I kept hoping she would die every season. She never did, but that's okay.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Bobby Rossi, 2023.
Two and a Half Men.
Oh, great show. That's, yeah.
It was okay until Charlie Sheen left.
Yeah,
right. That's true.
I liked it with Charlie Sheen better, but I liked them both.
I've not heard of this one, America's Test Kitchen?
Yeah.
Never heard of it. Yeah.
What's that one?
Oh, it's like it's a cooking competition.
Oh, my gosh.
Show.
Worst
oh,
okay. Cooks in America. I would add that onto my guilty pleasure.
What is it?
Worst Cooks in America.
Is that the thing where they make the cake and they have to make it
no,
look
no, no.
Like the
this
thing?
Is with Bobby Flay and, oh, what's her name? Her, the spiky-haired, the lady.
The lady. I can't think of her name.
Oh,
I can
Paula Deen.
No.
Negative. no, she's a really talented chef.
She's a chef,
on
yeah.
Food Network.
I
can see her, and she has blonde spiky hair. I can see
Sometimes.
Her, too. I can't think of her name.
Padme.
But anyways, they bring all these people in who have been nominated by their families for being, like, the worst cooks, and they can't even, like, boil water. It's so hilarious.
Oh, I see.
There's nothing going on in traffic,
Ooh.
Is there?
It looks like roads are fine. This is brought to you by Gulf Breeze News, your community newspaper. We're not showing any slowdowns. It looks like everything's running at posted speeds right now. If you see an accident or have a traffic tip, text it in if you could, 437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Perry Mason is another one.
Oh, Perry Mason.
Yeah, I've seen pretty much all the episodes.
Not the new HBO series.
Oh, I don't know what that
is. I had
is.
To shut it right. off after the opening scene.
Oh, I don't
know.
Oh, was
plays
it bad?
The new Perry Mason.
There's a new one, though.
Yeah. But,
yeah, there is
oh,
a new
that's
one.
Dumb.
Yeah.
You can't ruin things. That's like making a new Columbo. I will punch them in the face. Or like a new, you know.
That's so violent.
Yeah, dude.
the guy.
And another thing.
Oh, I like Walker, Texas Ranger. You can't remake that.
Yeah, okay. I guess see that. I do like this. Is funny. It's not really a TV series, but my wife runs out of the room when I watch Napoleon Dynamite. I'm not a big fan of Napoleon Dynamite either. It's cringy.
Really?
It's cringy. Man. But like, I mean, everybody I know loves it.
I know why he doesn't like it, though. And so, yeah, it does make sense. I can now I know why. Yeah, but...
I don't even know why. It just cringes me.
I don't even know why myself. Oh, well. We got to dive into this. Yeah, my husband watched Napoleon Dynamite for the first time 2 years, or like a year ago.
Oh.
And I have like 3 Napoleon Dynamite shirts. It's like, you know that came out like 20 years ago,
yeah,
Darren.
I was like in
but I have one that says, I got skills. The other one says, eat it, fat lard.
Yes. I've seen you wear it.
Yes. Yeah, eat because it. Darren suddenly got on Napoleon Dynamite. Give me your tots, Goody. I'm like, you can't even have them. Diabetic.
Oh, here's one that's probably a good one. I remember watching this as a teenager, and it was one like, Mom and Dad can't know I'm watching this. Benny Hill.
Benny Hill.
Yeah.
Man, that show is filthy, and I watched that as a teen, too. Yeah. It's like all these ladies.
Oh, my gosh. My guilty pleasure, though, when I was like in high school was Beavis and Butthead.
Oh.
It was
that's
bad.
Everybody's guilty pleasure.
Bad.
That,
that was should be just the number one guilty pleasure. It's just awful.
Bobby was Napoleon Dynamite in high school. That's why he doesn't like it. Actually, I was Rico. I was Uncle Rico in high school.
You played football?
I thought I was.
Got it.
Right. There you go. Yeah. Make sure you emphasize that first part.
Bobby, you have to understand. You have to understand Uncle Rico's role in that whole thing.
Oh
yeah,
gosh.
Monty Python's Flying Circus. Definitely watched a lot of that in high school too.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, that was definitely a guilty pleasure.
You didn't have friends growing up?
Yeah, exactly. No, me and my friends would come over. We'd watch Benny Hill and we'd watch Monty Python.
No, we did too. It's funny. They came on back to back, which is so weird.
Exactly.
And it's like, wow. Yeah. Yep. And my dad, we always had Benny Hill on at like 7 o'clock right behind. There was a TV show called Soap.
Yeah.
That was a sitcom that came on at night, and that Billy Crystal was in it. There was a guy that had a ventriloquist doll. And back to back was Benny Hill, and it's pretty weird.
You're actually wearing a T-shirt now that was... It was a fun show I used to love watching.
Mork and Mindy.
Oh, my gosh. Mork and Mindy.
Wasn't that great? Yeah,
yes,
Darren.
Robin
got,
Williams.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Of course. I love Mork and Mindy.
Yeah,
that's like one of my favorites.
All right. It is Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McCabe. Andrew's gone.
He'll be back Monday.
He's not
he didn't
going
pass.
Forever.
Did it sound like I didn't make it sound like he passed away?
Andrew's gone.
Andrew's gone. We loved him. Did a wonderful job.
Made its way back around the room.
No, he'll be back on Monday. So when we come back here next, though, artificial intelligence. I got a story about that. Stick around.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, Pensacola Bay Oysters, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
We need your help.
It's the Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon for the Studer Family Children's Hospital.
The 5th annual Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon for the Studer Family Children's Hospital is Friday, August 25th, Center Court at Cordova Mall, presented by Hanto and Clark.
Wind Creek Casino and Hotel will match donations up to $20,000.
All the money stays right here.
Hear stories of bravery and inspiration from local kids and families who have benefited from the care and expertise of the hospital's highly trained physicians and staff.
Thank you to our HOPE sponsors this year, Escambia County Sheriff's Office, International Paper, and Penn Air Credit Union.
Thank you.
Proceeds will benefit the life-saving programs and services at Studer Family Children's Hospital. You can get more at catcountrycares.com or text KIDS to 850-430-1987.
Proudly supporting your kids at the Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon.
Did you hear the good news that maintaining a 2023 Volkswagen Atlas, Atlas Cross Sport, Taos, and ID4 costs less than their respective Toyota, Honda, and Subaru competitors? And the really good news is these VWs are all at Piedmore Imports. Drive the 2023 Jetta Sport from $23,399, the crossover VW Taos S from $25,599. The Atlas Cross Sport SE with technology is on sale from $39,799. And the family-sized VW Atlas SE with technology is now from $42,199. Plus the VW ID4, the all-new electric SUV, is now from $36,836. So don't miss your chance to own the smarter choice, a Volkswagen from Piedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Piedmore Imports is on New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Price before sales, tax, title, and associated dealer fees. ID4 discount includes $7,500 manufacturer rebate. Cost of maintenance based on 2023 study by Vincentric. See dealer for details.
Fall registration at Pensacola State College is still open. Classes start August 21st with over 100 programs to choose from. PSC offers baccalaureate degrees, associate degrees, career and technical certificates, and workforce development and continuing education classes. And 95% of PSC students graduate loan-free. Campus tours are available Monday through Friday from 10 till 2. Register online today at pensacolastate.edu/admissions.
It's a celebration. Join us for the Impact 100 20th Anniversary Celebration on Thursday, September 28th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at the Brownsville Community Center. This event is a celebration to honor two decades of empowering women and transforming lives in our community. Presented by Kia Autosport and Sandy Sansing Dealerships. Limited tickets are available, so visit impact100pensacola.org to buy your ticket today.
When hurricanes approach, no one covers the storms like News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
And good news is we're not showing any slowdowns right now on the roads. I say this pops up. No, it's good. Okay, Pine Forest and Longleaf looks like it has been cleared out of the way. We're still watching the same accidents. Fairfield and Fernwood Avenue now showing an accident, but not showing a roadblock. Looks like everything else is clear. If you have traffic tips, I keep this number, 437-1620, and text them in. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. TJ texted in and said she was somebody had the jumper battery and said, thank you guys for keeping her company with a controlled chaos.
Oh,
thank you, Teach.
No problem. That's what we do. By the way, the chef that you can remember, Ann Burrell, we had a few texters texted in.
She has the best meatball recipe ever.
Apparently she has spiky hair, you're saying?
It's very spiky.
Okay, she used a lot of hair gel.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't picture this person that you're discussing that cooks food. So
she's so talented. She's so entertaining to watch.
I do like, have you guys seen The Bear?
Oh, there's a TV show called The Bear. Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
You told me about it. I haven't seen it yet. It's in my list.
It's very good. It's very unique, and it's good about a chef who comes back to Chicago, he deals with he's neurotic and all these other issues. It's kind of a mental health story as well, but it's a pretty good one. Google, and I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew McKay, Jenna Barr here as well. Google is working on a new artificial intelligence that will be a life coach. Would you accept, would you use an AI life coach?
Yes.
You would?
Oh, God, yes, yes.
Jenna?
No.
What? You didn't even think about it that much.
No, I really don't think I could. I like the person that I see now.
Okay, what if the...
Oh, right, right.
What if the life coach is attractive. It's an attractive robot.
Ew.
It just happens to
good.
Have
bring
artificial
it on, man. All the better.
Oh, I already know Candy's going to say yes to that. What
twice
if it speaks,
as much I would use
what
that.
If it speaks like Jarvis from Iron Man?
I mean, if it could just tell me how to get places and manage my time a little bit better, constantly, and I've got to wear the helmet, yeah, sure, absolutely.
And you got to wear the Iron Man helmet?
Iron Man helmet.
Gotcha. Okay.
We'll be back tomorrow.
Dependable traffic on the fives, weekdays on News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.